Welcome to another exciting episode of Driving with Castro. Today is safety tip day. Now, this is probably the easiest thing you can possibly do to be safe while driving. If it's raining outside and or foggy, turn on your lights. Now, for most of us, that's a little switch. You spin it or pull it. Okay. My pickup truck was a pull. You just pull the knob out. My cars have all been twisty knobs. And shit, like three of my cars were fucking automatic. It just did it. You didn't have to fucking do anything. Well, I guess my Mustang had a little switch you pushed. Kind of like a clicker thing. You know, that's pretty cool. But that was like 80s style, baby. So I'm just saying, I mean, as far as like, literally, it's easier than putting on your seatbelt. All you do is twist something that's like next to your hand. It's not even like you got to do much. Like a seatbelt, you got to reach around and pull it and click it and then tighten it and tug it, make sure it's all secure. You just turn a knob. It's easier than changing a channel or texting somebody. That's how easy it is. And people don't do it. I'm driving behind a guy right now, drove by another guy. Guy was behind me, you could barely see him, okay? Especially if you have fucking cars that aren't bright colors, okay? Any metallic car, like red metallic or gray, like my car, you know, my car literally looks like the pavement when it's wet, okay? Because that's probably the worst car to drive in the rain without lights on. And people continue to do it. I don't understand. It's just retarded. People need to fucking get it together and knock this shit out the box and turn on their fucking headlights and taillights. I want to just, like, find a way to make them do it, you know. I'm sure flipping them off would help, but we'll look into that later. Just kind of one of those things that you should easily do because when you're driving and the rain's kicking up, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck, there's a car in front of me because you're, you know, going the speed that people next to are going. But, like, for some reason, this guy's going fucking slow in the fast lane because it's Maryland. And they fucking have their lights off. They're fucking idiots. It's just, like, the biggest morons in the world. And I don't think it should be your fault. I think if you nail a guy like that, you hit him and fucking destroy his car, his fault. No lights on in a time period that required it. And I actually think that works. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. I have to look into it. I'll look into it and tweet and Facebook about it. Because I'm betting that if the lights are off in an accident like that, because I know at night if your lights are off, it's not your fault. Like if you hit somebody whose lights are off, it's their fault. So I'm pretty sure that if you hit somebody when weather permits to have lights on, it's not your fault either. I remember a while ago, Clinton, this was that Clinton era, he wanted to pass a law making it so that car companies had to have it that if you initiated your windshield wipers, your headlights would come on. At first, I thought that was a stupid law, but now I'm kind of thinking people are fucking stupid, so they need this kind of shit. And that's the problem. Companies, like corporations and the government, have to fucking protect people from themselves because they're so stupid. I still, you know, disagree with the seatbelt laws, things like that, because I just think that, you know, so once we're wrong with a seatbelt off, then they shouldn't have to wear one. You know, this guy had a good case about that, saying that it's because, you know, that if you have kids or something, you know, then the state has to take care of them, or if you, you know, live through it, medical costs, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, one, I have insurance. Two, I have insurance from an accident that covers me for, like, $100,000 out of my car, too. So, like, I have double insurance if I get injured in my vehicle. And three, I have no kids. So I should have a sticker that says, no seatbelt required. That's what I said. I'm just saying, it makes sense, but it also kind of irritates at the same time because it's one of those, like, invasion things. But I think people are too stupid to turn on their fucking headlights. So they do need a thing that, like, oh, windshield wipers are on? Headlights are on. Or, like, something that detects rain. Because my car does. I have my windshield wipers automatically detect rain on my car and move appropriately. So I think that cars should have a thing that detects rain and puts the fucking headlights on. You know, and unfortunately, won't be able to do it for fog. I doubt if they could. It'd be sweet as hell because people just need to, you know, this another guy in a fucking Lincoln Town car doesn't even have fucking headlights on. It's just like, it's the simplest thing, and people are so fucking stupid. Well, that's all I got. You know, people are morons. That pretty much covers every podcast I do. See you next time.